UDK is providing the component model of OpenOffice. I don't know how familiar you are already with the OpenOffice architecture. So the component model is at the lower level, below the framework, and the applications are on top of the framework. So it's a component model. Many things are enabled by Juno bridges, Juno components. Bridges basically allow to switch from one programming language to another. So we have an OpenOffice different supported programming languages already. We support certainly C++, as most stuff is implemented in C++. OpenOffice Basic is supported. We have a Python bridge, we have a Java bridge, we have a remote bridge. And some years ago, there was already a guy who started to write a Perl bridge, but that has never been finished. So first, a brief overview of what I want to talk about. So it's basically cleaning up OpenOffice threading. I will show you a list of how multiple threads are currently used in OpenOffice. And from that list, I would like to step to the opportunities for improvement. So I would like to call these problems, because many of the things we currently see are kind of as by design. Then I would like to briefly sketch what it would look like in an ideal world, at least from my point of view. I have a proposed solution, and would like to give you an overview over the status of this solution. I already implemented that in many parts. Make a plan, answer to questions if there are any. Certainly you can ask any question anytime if you would like to. And if there's some time left and people are interested, I could do some more deep diving. So currently, what we see in OpenOffice is it's mainly a single-threaded application. There's basically one thread doing more things. There are other little threads which are dedicated to different topics. So for example, under Windows, we have a dedicated thread for Clipboard. I think we have two threads for drag and drop. We have a WAS timer thread, which can be utilized to do something on regular schedules. To utilize the UCB, we have a UCB helper background loader thread. We have acceptor threads, which listen on the pipe, already mentioned by Matthias Bauer in one of the talks this morning. These threads accept basically commands to open other documents or close documents, such things, so that we can live with this one process we have for every user. So if you start OpenOffice and you open documents, and even if you invoke that on the shell, you still only have one process, because all these open document commands get forwarded to the running process. So it's a one process application. It's kind of like Firefox or Thunderbird, all these applications. We have a dedicated thread for the configuration, which flushes the data out once a while. For Excel, we have a session thread, iThread, and we come to the area of programming, which you do over the mostly over the Juno API, and you can do that from remote. Then we have the Juno request threads, which get instantiated because of remote invocations of APIs. If you call APIs in process, there's certainly no other thread. The thread which calls the API gets utilized to actually invoke the API. And what we see is that everything is implemented thread safe, or at least tries to be implemented thread safe. These are the opportunities for improvement. So what we see is that OpenOffice does not scale with multiple client CPUs. So even if you have 100 clients calling concurrently on the OpenOffice API, you see that only one client's command or API call actually gets served. So For example, if I have a client or multiple clients which try to convert documents from one file format to another, there's always only one thread in the core of OpenOffice doing some work. The other threads are all competing, but are not working in parallel. We have basically only a few documentation regarding threading model or architecture. So there's one more or less outdated document on the UDK page from Jörg Budiszewski, which describes how you should utilize multi-threading in UNO. There's, I don't know, some more or less brief documentation on the Zola mutex, which is the global mutex OpenOffice utilizes to protect everything. That's it. Unfortunately, this is not really thread side. Even or still, people try to implement everything with their own mutex, using the Zola mutex or their global mutexes or their mutexes provided by UNO, the implementation helpers. It's still not thread safe. So I have some examples which I can point to later on. If you use multiple clients working on different documents, for example, threads working on a spreadsheet document, on a writer document, or clients working on the same document or whatever, it still crashes after a little while. So what I want to say is the approach to implement everything thread safe at the bones, at the core, does not work, or not really work. It's real, a real fragile approach. And certainly, every developer has to take care of multi-threading. That means everybody needs to be aware that he can, or his code, or her code, could be called by multiple threads concurrently, and needs to deal with that. So different people say different things about multi-threading. I think one meaning about that is that multi-threading is not easy. So if you do it by hand and you have to synchronize everything by hand, there's some saying from John Alstout, which basically says that it's not really possible. Several similar sentences are to be found in Microsoft documentation, so it's hard, it's really problematic. And what I also see is that when we go back, what I said is we have some threads, especially for Windows, some dedicated threads doing drag and drop, clipboard, and these are to encapsulate thread affinity. Thread affinity means that I have an API, for example, for creating windows under Windows, and I have to use the same threads to destroy the windows or to get messages for the windows. And this thread affinity is also hard to program, and the reason for the threads for drag and drop and clipboard are to encapsulate this thread affinity. And there's another slight thing about Windows, that all other threads, if you look into the implementation, are MTA threads. So basically, you cannot use the single threaded apartment for programming older or components. That's a bigger problem than it seems, because older components behave differently under Windows 95, which is outdated already, or 98, and Windows 2000, Windows XP, depending on the threading model. In unexpected ways. So we had a lot of deadlocks and so on because of that. And we would have liked to utilize the single-threaded apartment model for these Windows components, but that wasn't possible. Other little things are that VCL is thread affine as well. So VCL inherits the thread affinity from Windows. If you create a VCL window, you have to destroy the VCL window in the same thread you created it in. That's the reason that many developers use messages to schedule the destruction of windows and other thread affine stuff into the main thread. So there's a main thread dependency. Obviously, we have performance penalties because of this locking. I think that was also mentioned some times already today. We have an increased code size and increased code complexity because of that. Oops. And what we also see is that long-lasting operations are blocking the user interface. So if you load a document and you load it from an NFS server and this thing is not really responsive, you see that the user interface does not repaint as well. we have two competing threading models, which are the unit threading model and the VCL threading model. So the unit threading model is that one which has some documentation on the VDK page that it means every unit component has to be thread safe, and before calling another unit component, you have to release all your mutexes. This specification is already some years old and is really not always, but if you're writing a more complex component, it's really hard to follow. Is that understandable? Or?
Yes.
Yes, okay. The VCL threading model, by the way, is to use the Zola mutex. The Zola mutex is a global mutex owned by VCL to be logged before any VCL API calls. Now we come to an ideal world. I think Stefan already sketched one this morning, which is even more ideal than what I'm describing here. So what I would like to see is an always responsive GUI. I would like OpenOffice to scale with multiple clients and CPUs so that if I have hundreds of clients, I could convert hundreds of documents simultaneously using all CPUs available. I think we need a more systematic approach to concurrency, to parallelism. And it must be easy to use and easy to implement. That's, I think, the main thing. So the code base is already complex enough. Many people really have problems entering the code base, doing changes, working with environments, build environments, CWS, and so on, and probably don't want to also stumble or over little threading things to ensure that everything works seamlessly, that they allocate mutexes, that they know about the Zola mutex, that they maybe release it if they need to, and so on. We should focus or should only have one threading model, so there should be one, not two, and we need good documentation for all of this. So, what is a responsive GUI? It's GUI operations, mouse clicks, keyboard hits, and so on, kind of soft real time. So it's not fatal if it fails, but it's really nice if it responds in time. Problems in the GUI fault stakes are the long-lasting operations where you don't know how long they last before. So if you have something like loading files from an NFS server, it's probably hard to say if it takes a second or 5 or 10 or 15, and you don't want to invoke such an operation while you are in a callback from a GUI event. That means that from my point of view, we need to offload at least all I/O operations into separate threads. So that's basically loading, printing, saving. Don't know what we else have. I think that these are the most important things. If these can run in their own threads, we can ensure, at least we have a better chance to ensure that the GUI stays responsive. So, and certainly we need to ensure that this IO, these IO threads can work in parallel. So that means that all IO in OpenOffice should be done through the UCB, which is a user universal content broker, which does the IO management. Basically, that this component can be invoked in parallel so that these threads can utilize CPUs or whatever, so that we at least get a step forward. Next point is scalability. Stefan said that already. Scalability is basically about parallelism. So that means that things can run in parallel. Just sketch some scenarios where OO could scale better. So that would be on an application level, so that at least we could work on a spreadsheet and a writer and a drawing in parallel. That would be a first improvement to the current situation. So that means the application would be more independent, first step. Another step could be that we could manipulate any kinds of documents in parallel. So that if you would be able to remove the global variables, for example, the writer is using, and would be able to instantiate these for every document, then we could try to solve or sketch a scenario where we can invoke multiple writer API calls in parallel. So that means you could load a document and save it while we are loading another document or saving or printing it. next step could be to be scalable on the window level. That means having a dedicated UI user interface thread for every window. So I'm pretty sure you can think of some scenarios by your own. So there are multiple possibilities for using scalability and parallelity. Certainly, in this, if we want to approach this, we need to identify what code is scaling sensitive. So what do we want to achieve when we talk about scalability? What does it mean? Do we want to have it loading parallel? Do we want to just achieve some printing parallel? Or should it be all independent? So on. And this needs to be a stepwise approach. I think we are not able to change the code base all at once and expect it to work anymore. So, what's my systematic approach to concurrency? The only solution I see, except of using better languages, is to use some kind of automatic external locking. External locking means you write your component, you implement your object, you don't care about concurrency, you just expect the runtime system to lock a mutex before you get called in your object and to release it after the call so that you don't need to take care of that in any ways. Certainly there will be threadbare code left, for example the UCB, maybe the config manager, and in the future if we identify more scaling sensitive parts, probably more code, but only if you think that's really needed at that place to be scalable. So there should only be a few threadable code as possible, and this code must very well be tested. So not only tested, but also reviewed and so on, because testing is a hard thing, and threading scenarios raises head more of the time. From my point of view, we certainly also need some ways to encapsulate thread affinities that we don't need to program it in hand, as we did already in the clipboard components and the drag and drop components. And we need to have defined scalability. Which component is scalability sensitive? Which component needs to be implemented in a way that it can be invoked in parallel? All this needs to be simple to implement and use. That's, I think, one of the most important aspects. It certainly should be sound, but it must also be usable. In clients, that means code calling APIs, and in services, implementing components. Rephrasing what I already said, that means that we should be conservative. Only implement thread-aware code where really necessary. Don't do it all over the place as we currently did. There shouldn't be any surprises when working with threads. There should be no callback in another thread, no callback if I don't do a call first. Nothing asynchronous. So that's at least my opinion. And if I summarize that, that means that I would like to declare code to be either thread safe, thread unsafe, or thread defined. So thread defined meaning, again, that if I have a piece of code that I can expect it to be called by the same thread only always again. So even if other threads are calling this component from the outside, I expect it, this other thread to be rescheduled so that the thread which originally called the component calls the component. And certainly documentation, otherwise nobody can follow. Nobody can understand what's happening, nobody knows which code is where, and so on. So I would like to have specifications I would like to have descriptions of the implementations so that people know where the code is, understand how it is thought to work, to have tutorials and best practices. So people obviously need a kind of a tutorial entering the Uno world. You know, you want to use threads, and then you want to know what is the best practice for using a thread. How should I do that? So that needs to be written down somewhere. And working on things, I think we also need to, that's a general comment more or less, provide an implementation status to the outside so that people can follow what's going on, what is the status of the threading framework implementation in OpenOffice, what still needs to be done, is there a status, is it 80%, 90%, or 10%, is there a task list somewhere, can I help somehow so that I can get people to help. So that needs to be public somewhere, otherwise people never have a chance to join a project. And my opinion is wikis are 90% perfect, so I suggest use wikis for that. That's a proposed solution, which already is implemented to many parts. I would like to drop the BCL 20 model, which was about the Zola mutex, which has to be acquired before doing any DLL calls. I really would like to use or extend unit threading model. As I described, unit threading model clearly says that you have to log, or that your component has to be thread safe, and that you have to release any logs before calling other objects. So I would like to extend it to support automatic external logging, to support thread affinity in a transparent way. I would like to switch all OpenOffice code, most OpenOffice code, to be thread unsafe, to get to look through the code, see this try to be implemented thread safe. I would like to make it thread unsafe. I have to find out which parts are scaling sensitive so that I don't change these, but I certainly need to review the code to see or to ensure that it's really correct, that it scales, that it works as expected, and that there are no hidden races. We need to fix thread affinity. We need to fix BCL's thread affinity in particular. So that means we need to have a dedicated thread for BCL windows to ensure that the API is not thread affine anymore. So what I did in a prototype is I implemented, so BCL has different backends. It has a backend for Unix, or X11, it has a backend for Windows, and has minor backends for GNOME and KDE. So what I did is I worked on the Windows backend of VCL, introduced a dedicated thread into which I forward all API calls which belong to the Windows API, so that there's only one thread calling the Windows 32 API. That means from now on I can use any thread to create a window and any other thread to destroy it or get messages for that window. Later on, I would like to introduce I/O threads, so for to ensure that the user interface is responsive. And I would like to identify scalability issues, to which I could fix in a stepwise approach. Is it understandable or okay? So we're now entering the current state. I'm working for a while already. So what I have is I have a proof of concept in the child workspace, unfortunately called UTF-2, which has nothing to do with Unicode in any way. It stands for Uno Threading Framework. We have the asynchronous dialogue thing being worked on. I don't know what the current state is. I think something about 80%, maybe Donald Jane knows something more in detail. So what would you say, is it 80%?
Okay,
so I'm going to reduce the numbers. We have the Uno threading model extension, which I'm currently working on. That's ready by about 90%. We have the thread affinity fix, which is mainly about VCL, as I just described. That's high, say 80%. There are some little things which still need to be fixed. I'm also working on switching the whole office to be thread unsafe. That's about 85% currently, I would say. Introducing new threads, IO threads is still open. Scalability is open, but documentation is already in the wiki, I would say 85%. So if you're interested, you can browse the architecture page Matthias Bauer already mentioned. So that's an open office wiki architecture. There's a list of efforts. You can find all these things as efforts. You can also browse to the UNO page, which is also the wiki. Just type UNO behind the normal URL and you see the issues or efforts for UNO currently in the works. So what's the plan? Plan is easy. I would like to finish and integrate the new threading model and architecture. Architecture meaning thread affinity fixes, making everything thread unsafe. Later on, I really would love to remove all these outdated threading related constructs. There are things as a main thread executor, which takes an operation, posts a message to the VCL event queue, and expects it to be executed in the main thread later on. So that should be unnecessary anymore in the future. I would like to introduce the IO threads for doing IO to have the GUI responsive. And if I dream a little bit, from my point of view, an event-driven architecture would be the goal to reach maybe one day. So basically that's it.
I'm not sure I understood what you meant by making things thread unsafe. Do you mean not calling the solar mutex?
Yes. So by making threads, or by making VCL or office code thread unsafe, I mean to remove the code currently taking care of the solar mutex or global mutex or their own mutex. So I would like to remove the mutexes from the components. I would like to remove the solar mutex. And I would like to remove other thread-related constructs, which are, at least from my point of view, some kind of anachronistic. The main thread executor and all this stuff. So I would like to get rid of that.
I'm just wondering, when you say it's thread unsafe, will it be able to run several threads without a risk of crashing? Or?
Sure, you can then. That's okay. The goal. I missed that. You're right. That's the goal. That was the original goal, to make the API thread safe. So you can then create any number of threads, call it on the API. You cannot expect that these threads to work in parallel, but you can expect the API to be thread safe.
Okay.
It will not crash anymore. More questions? Otherwise, I have, if you're interested, some kind of deep diving.
Oh, sorry, one more question.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what you mean by many clients. Can you give another example? You have many clients on a single desktop?
Sure. So you have a user interface, a graphical user interface. So okay. there you have your spreadsheet, you type in your formulas. On the other hand, you may have an integration with SAP or another prominent application which wants to convert some documents or wants to create documents or whatever. And then you have an integration with the third party also doing something over the API by remote. And all what's suddenly happening is that multiple threads are calling the UNO API. Even if they originally were only implemented maybe single threaded, but they are certainly multiple threads. And it still should work as expected, and still the user interface should be responsive. Does it make sense?
Yeah, so what you're saying is when other applications are using the store office backend,
yep.
It's not necessarily the user that has five different windows on different.
We could
so files,
yeah. So having other stuff applications on the back end, or maybe also having them on the front end, having dedicated threads for each different windows would make sense also, and that would be possible, or is going to be possible by introducing, or at least ensuring that the API is thread safe. Some more questions? Is anything of that interesting to you? Let me go step into these. I don't know. Time? We're relatively early. Okay. Yeah. So Outlook is basically what I just said. We're running Office process not only for the user interface, but have integrations with the other clients. This would also be a push for more scalability. So if you have the SAP client creating writer documents, filling tables, forwarding these to printers while you type in something in the front end, then you obviously need some more scalable solution. So, I don't know if you want to dive into that. If so, I could explain you how the thread external locking is implemented in UNO. Yeah, okay. So, the foundation of UNO is our environments, so-called environments, which are a set of objects or proxies. We have mappings, which map from one environment to another. So environments are typed in different ways. An environment collects objects collects C++ objects. Or Java objects or special C++ objects, maybe thread unsafe C++ object. I call that OUBI for object binary interface, kind of ABI. Application binary interface. So we have an environment with thread-safe C++ objects. We have another environment collecting thread-unsafe C++ objects, and we could have a third environment collecting thread-defined C++ objects. So we have mappings. Mappings are is a UNO term for bridges, basically. So a mapping maps from one environment to another. Mappings are extendable. So if you look into the program directory of OpenOffice, you find several bridges or mappings. Actually, there's one mapping from UNO to C++, there's a mapping from UNO to Java, there's one to Python. These are all mappings. What you do with mappings, you pass two environments in, or you create your mapping with two environments. Then you get a structure and mapping at which you can call map interface. Then you give in an object of the source environment, maybe a C++ or a Java object, and get an object of the destination environment. That could be C++ again, it could be Java, or that's new, that could be a thread unsafe object. So I have a C++ thread safe object, have to have the environment for that, get the thread unsafe environment, get a mapping, map that object, and suddenly it's thread unsafe. Maybe that's not so interesting, but the other way is more interesting. Having a thread unsafe object, map that to thread safe. So then the environment ensures that all times I call it that object and mutex gets locked, and after the call comes back, the mutex gets unlocked. So that object is protected externally. That's the third entity, from my point of view, and then the UNO world, that's the object. So you have the environments, collecting objects, you have the mapping, doing the mapping from one environment to another, and you have the objects which basically implement the user's functionality you want to use. So I have a Java object, I get a Java environment, I get a C++ environment, I map the Java object to C++, and suddenly I have a C++ object representing the Java object. If I then call on the C++ object, the Java methods in the Java VM can call. That's at the core of Unit, that's how it works. So I extended that originally. I could only map from different OBIs to other OBIs. So if I have an OBI C++, I could map to Java and vice versa. So I have a Java object, would have a C++ object, map that. What I did in my prototype, I extended the notation of the environments, and then extended the runtime to support something which I call purpose. Now I can have a C++ unsafe environment and can get a mapping to map that to that's basically, if I would write it, that would be safe. But as the original C++ environment was already thread safe, I don't need to write that, so it looks like that. I have my thread unsafe object, get a mapping, get two environments, map that to thread safe. So that's how the API works as well. But only I only provide thread safe objects, even if these are implemented in a thread unsafe way by doing external logging. So what I did is I wrote tutorials for that. These are available on the Oom Wiki as well as all of these other documentation I created. I wrote a tutorial, which is still in progress, not complete yet, about environments mapping objects. Maybe for the curious to know how can I work with the Unicode concepts, what can I do with the mappings. And I wrote a tutorial which is pretty much complete about multi-threaded programming in OpenOffice and Duo. So that's what I already put on the table. You have the OBI, the object binary interface, specifies a purpose, and you can map that to another OBI with another purposes. What you need behind the scene is you need a kind of cascaded mapping because you could change the purposes. So you could have a purpose for unsafe and debug, for example, that would look like. This then, and I could map that to C++, and what could happen, having that C++ object, depending on how debug is specified, but the prototype I have is just provides some logging. So I call the object, so all method calls, including parameters, get logged, the object is thread safe, and finally gets called. So I get the logging first, then the mutex, the log gets logged, then the object becomes called. So we can just do that from the outside with some purpose bridges, purpose mappings. So originally the Unio runtime only provided thread safe objects, so that needs somehow to be changed. I also want to be able to write clients which are not thread safe, but which are thread unsafe, and appropriate objects need to be turned by the Unio runtime for these bootstrap API calls. Is that too fast or somehow understandable? Yeah. Okay. Making VCI thread transparent, more in detail. As I said, VCI inherits the Windows thread affinity. We have these Solar mutex, which is provided by VCL, and that's the reason why we need to fix it asynchronous dialogues. We have an effort to fix dialogues so that they become asynchronous. Because currently many implementations use dialog execute, which means that you have to state in VCL that you are not allowed to let anybody else into VCL while you have the dialog execute on your stack. So we have the file open dialog in OpenOffice. The dialog utilizes threads for filling the directory structure you see. And this thread cannot enter the OpenOffice anymore because it's outside of the thread unsafe environment. So what we need to do is we need to get rid of dialog execute. That's currently what we, Sun, Intel are going to fix. We have another component which depends on the main thread that needs to be fixed, so working on that as well. Yeah, switching to thread unsafe, it's a sketch that need to find all unit components in the office, mark them as thread unsafe, find threads, make them use the threading model, the extended, take a look at all the APIs in OpenOffice. Some APIs are providing objects, and need to find out if they can be unsafe or if they need to be safe, and probably change them. So if they can be unsafe, they should stay as they are. If they are not public, they should stay as they are, and we need to do nothing. So unfortunately, we need to find all exceptions for that. That's really the huge task. It's so much code, you need to step through it. You need to use little utilities, grep, find, set, AWK, all your friends running through the code. Yeah, that's a brief history. I already started on that for quite a while, working on that for quite a while. So we had a developer called Horse. Originally, he introduced the multi-threading stuff without having too much concept. They Horse, together with Marcos, introduced the Zotero mutex. And in 2000, Marcos, that is my former boss, asked me to solve that somehow. And yeah, still 2006, not solved, but I think I'm close to it. And I think some links, and that's it. Are there any questions left or unclear things or something? I think it's hard to enter that if you're not used for that, or since maybe 5 years or 6 years could be a problem. Okay, so thank you.